Jerry Bader Show, 1055. Apparently, our phones have had a nervous breakdown. I'm not going to throw the numbers out. There's really not much time for a call anyway. The reason I didn't, though, in this last half hour is because Jason was throwing his hands up in despair over there. Don't know, but our phones are just... they have gone all hell 9,000 on us. So, I will finish with this. Perkins knocked. The Wall Street Journal has a follow-up piece today to the letter to the editor. You can pop the bumper music down now, Jason. Jason, you can pop the bumper music down now. Oh, it's gone. Never mind. Never mind. It's gone. It's fine. I know. They had a letter to the editor a week ago Saturday where a very wealthy man said the rich are being treated the way the Jews were in Nazi Germany. He has been vilified for this, has venture capitalist Tom Perkins. The Wall Street Journal deals with this in an editorial today. 5 days on, the commentariat continues to drop anvils on Tom Perkins, who may have written the most read letter to the editor in the history of the Wall Street Journal. The irony is that the vituperation is making our friend's point about liberal intolerance, maybe better than he did. I perceive a rising tide of hatred on the successful 1%, wrote the legendary venture capitalist and a founder of Kleiner Perkins Caulfield and Byers. Mr. Perkins called it a very dangerous drift in our American thinking. Kristallnacht was unthinkable in 1930. Is its descendant, progressive radicalism, unthinkable now? That comparison was unfortunate, albeit provocative. It's not always easy to be subtle in 186 words, as Mr. Perkins learned, though a useful rule of thumb is not to liken anything to Nazi Germany, unless it happens to be the Stalinist Soviet Union. Amid the ongoing media furor and ungallant rebuke from Kleiner Perkins, Mr. Perkins has apologized for the comparison, without repudiating his larger argument. He's apologized for using the Nazi comparison. While claiming to be outraged at the Nazi reference, the critics see more incense that Mr. Perkins dared to question the politics of economic class warfare. The boys at Bloomberg View, we read them since no one else does, devoted an entire editorial to inequality and Mr. Perkins' unhinged Nazi rant. Others denounced him for defending his former wife, Danielle Steele, and even for owning too many Rolex watches. Maybe the critics are afraid that Mr. Perkins is onto something about the left's political method. Consider the recent record of liberals in power. They're the ones obsessed with the Koch brothers and other billionaires contributing to conservative causes, sicking journalists to trash them and federal agencies to shut them down. President Obama's IRS targeted conservative political groups for scrutiny in an election year and has now formalized the scrutiny in new regulatory guidance. This election year, Democratic prosecutors in Wisconsin unleashed a special prosecutor to target conservative groups allied with Governor Scott Walker. A judge threw out the subpoenas as baseless, but only after months of legal harassment and dawn police raids. Or New York Governor Cuomo, who said in a recent radio interview that extreme conservatives, they have no place in the state of New York. He said he meant people who oppose gay marriage or abortion in favor of legal assault weapons. He didn't say they were wrong. He said, get out of the state. The liberals aren't encouraging violence, but they are promoting personal vilification and the abuse of government power to punish political opponents. He was unfortunate in using the Nazi reference. And nobody's going to feel sorry for rich people who are persecuted. That's his point. 10:58, just 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.